The next item we have is the Glendive Chamber of Commerce Paddlefish Grant Committee. This again is a final item. This is an annual item that we bring in front of you. Statute allows anglers to donate paddlefish roe to a Montana nonprofit for sale as caviar. The Glendive Chamber of Commerce is the current nonprofit permitted for this purpose. The caviar revenue is split between the chamber and the department 70% to 30%. Statute requires the commission to annually appoint the Paddlefish Grant Committee to solicit, review, and award grants funded by the caviar revenue. The grant committee is required to consist of one member from the nonprofit, two area local government representatives, and two local anglers. The chamber recommends the following members for the committee: Mike Rowe from the Glendive Chamber of Commerce, Kevin Dorwart, who's the City of Glendive Director of Operations, Tim Mort, who's the Dawson County Fire Warden, and Al Aldinger and James Thalman, who are local anglers. The department recommends that the commission approve the advisory committee recommended by the chamber.
Any questions from the commission?
Mr. Chair, I just go ahead and move that the commission approve the advisory committee members recommended by the Glendive Chamber of Commerce.
And I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Questions from the commission?
I do have. Has the revenue been dropping off in the last few years with the caviar?
Commissioner Colton, with your permission, I might refer that to Region 7. I'm not sure if we have Mike Backus. It looks pretty dark. Oh, no, there's Mike. He was so small that he was hidden under Miles City. Mike can probably answer that question better for you.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. And Commissioner Colton, yeah, the price worldwide for caviar, at least what the buyers are claiming, there's more product out there from Asia. So the price per pound that's been driving this has softened up the last couple of years. The quantity of caviar that's been collected has been generally staying about the same. So it's really that supply and demand and reduced price in the last two or three years.
But we still have independent contractors willing to come and process the caviar and pay for it to some degree.
Yes, that tends to be a little bit of a challenge every year, but they always seem to find someone willing to help out with the program.
Thank you. Just quick thanks to these folks for serving. It's a good program. I still don't have my paddlefish pin. I've wanted one for 10 years, so if anybody has one they'd give me, that'd be great. And caviar has dropped like $500,000 a ton in 2012, so that's a pretty big price drop. I hope this continues to be viable for us. I appreciate those contractors.
Just out of curiosity, do we know what some of these grants went towards? I just see one that went to a school and draws curiosity.
Commissioner Brower, most of the grants go towards local things such as baseball fields, school programs. I'm not sure. Mike probably has a more comprehensive list than I do.
Yes, Commissioner Brower, we do have a list, a summary of where those grants go each year, and we can certainly provide a copy of that to you. But it is, a lot of it does go to the youth programs, whether it be school functions, sporting events, park programs. It's really distributed across a pretty broad spectrum, mainly in eastern Montana.
Is there any public comment on